This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including, hello, Las Vegas, and across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our brand new website by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the things we have over there. All right, first of all, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a caller that's been waiting very patiently on the line. It's Cassidy from Treasure Island. And Cassidy, what's on your mind, sir?
Okay, these questions, it's so great, Denise, to be on the air while you're on the air. It's an honor,
good
really.
Morning.
Good morning. And, you know, I didn't think you guys were on the air yet because I thought it was good to call in, like, because I get so sidetracked by the time I get on the air with you listening to what you're talking about. So, anyway, these questions are still pertinent, but I've been waiting for you two guys for a long while. So, kind of questions off the air. Here's the two. Pamela Harris, this is a question of why don't we pound it? How come we forgot about it? Now, when she had to be subpoenaed, she was state's attorney. Isn't that correct, guys?
Attorney General,
California.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she have to be, okay, two things. Didn't she have to be subpoenaed to release information on a death row inmate?
Yes.
Now my question is, what happened as a result of that? You know, it's like, why do we forget these things? I mean, like, was the guy released? What was the result of that information and was it released? One other thing real quick is the Fab Five, the anti-Semite,
yeah.
American hater, you know, with the tail thing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So my question, which you brought up, Captain, this is how long it's been, but it's still pertinent. My thing here is, where is the law? Jeez, what a question today. But anyway, if she really did all those things to get into this country, I remember when I first moved down here about 10 years ago on Treasure Island, they were investigating some girl. I didn't really know her or anything, but what they were checking out to see if this guy that was coming in from overseas, whether they had any kind of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So wrapping it up, you said she went all the way as far as marry her brother.
Correct.
Now, she is a member of the Congress, so if she did this, shouldn't she be in jail? And how come they never impeach anybody either? That's a good question.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cassidy. Okay. Let's get the question. Okay. First of all, I don't know what happened to that prisoner, Denise. Did he get released?
Well, all I remember is that
it was, I think it had something to do with the DNA of the death row inmate.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were, she blocked that, and I think that inmate is actually still on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And this was being done by the widow or the wife or whatever it was.
Yeah.
The Kamala Harris files for when she was the prosecutor for the state of California are fascinating, and they're long. But the one that really concerns me is the Catholic church that was run by the nuns out there.
Yeah.
And what she did to them, which is, to me, absolutely as bad as Obama suing the Little Sisters of the Poor.
That's right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of material on Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Ilhan Omar,
mm-hmm.
There are investigations. I think you've got the Federal Elections Commission
going on right
now.
Going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Don't know where that necessarily is, but the other part of it is that she divorced this quasi whoever it was that she was married to, brother, and she married. She was having an affair with another man. They got married. He is now, he owns a company that has to do with campaigns. So she's really paying herself as much as $900,000 so far.
Yep.
So that is the other piece that the Federal Elections Commission is looking at. But if you put these people up to the Ethics Committee in the House, that means nothing.
Yeah, they're going nowhere.
The Ethics Committee has no teeth. They don't do anything to anybody.
Correct.
So we just have to vote her out. That's as far as impeaching, which is, in this case might be recall. Not every state has a recall.
Right.
But when it comes to those that are in the House and Senate, they have necessarily what is known as qualified immunity, too. So you have to vote them out.
Yeah. And again, the qualified immunity, there's a federal judge that asked the Supreme Court yesterday to overturn qualified immunity for the police.
It won't happen.
I know it. Ninth Circuit Court is where that came out of. So that's Oregon or Seattle, one of the two of them.
Several. But the unions would never allow that to happen.
You are right. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. And Cassidy, I hope we answered your questions effectively there, but we got more when we come back. And oh, by the way, Sally Yates and Mayor, is there a little tit for tat going on over there in Beirut and the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia in lieu of what happened in Beirut? Could be. We'll tell you what we know when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, one of my favorite segments to do because the fact I'm not only talking to Denise Simon, but I'm telling you about balance of nature. Now, my doctor is in love with this stuff because it's doing wonders for me, and I'll tell you. Now, who would have thought taking fruits and vegetable capsules to try to get you some more of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, as well as not eating the right kind of foods, would result in a weight loss, number one, and number two, and giving you more energy and pep and stamina, and lowering your blood pressure. Well, it did. It worked for me. And my doctor's just going, whoa, whoop-de-doo, keep on doing it. So, if you want some more pep in your step, if you want to know that you can get your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables and then some, if you know you're not eating the right kind of food, and who the heck is, then I got a deal for you. You can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, and save 35% on your order there, Balance of Nature, with the fruits and veggies as well as other wellness items there. You'll see what they have. Save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, if you want to start feeling better like I have, lower your blood pressure like I did, I'm not saying it'll do it for you, but it did for me, lose weight like I have, then maybe this will all work for you. So guess what? Give them a call at 800-246-8751 or go to the website balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and enjoy the benefits you get there. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget the fruits and veggies, too. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. During the break, we got a little message here from Beirut, and I can't even begin to pronounce this guy's name, but it was in Arabic. And the picture looks kind of like the picture that was taken from the drone about a mile and a half or 2 miles out that showed that great, big, huge, large area just literally flattened. Looked like some of those were apartment houses and whatnot. And he says all it says is all my friends are gone. That's all it says.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, Beirut, we've had some generals, according to the president, say that this may have been an attack. And I'm going to throw something out there for discussion. ISIS, a couple of years ago or so, was encouraging their people, when they were in the mainstay of what they were doing, to go out and just start fires all around. Start fires. Start burning the infidels up and out and all that. All of a sudden, we had a fire that started at this port. That's number one. We had a fire last night in the United Emirates, I believe, number two. And we had another fire in Saudi Arabia, number three. What the hell's going on here?
Well, that's actually a very good question. It's pretty well confirmed that the one in Beirut was from a particular warehouse that had ammonium nitrate that is actually pulled off of a cargo ship a couple of years ago. And
2,700 tons?
Yeah. Now, the question is, what do they ever plan to do with it? They were told to get rid of it because of its volatility. But interestingly enough, you just can't walk up to ammonium nitrate and throw a match on and expect it to go up. It doesn't work that way.
Nope.
What they're not talking about is what the cause of the fire was. I mean, we now clearly know what burned.
Yeah.
But what was nearby that caused that second major explosion or the first one? We don't know any of that. The other thing is in United Arab Emirates, there was quite the fire of what they call a fruit and vegetable market.
You sent me the picture, and that does not look like fruits and vegetables burning.
Which actually, interestingly enough, was closed and had been closed for a couple of months because of the pandemic there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at it, there's no fruits and vegetables. And if it's been closed, why would there be a fire there? And this was a sizable fire, too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I haven't seen the one in Saudi Arabia. But the United Arab Emirates is a very good ally of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be... just, you know, for the sake of the listeners, just kind of putting all that together and assessing it on your own.
Okay. Now, that gets us over to where I'm going to go next, and that is Sally Yates. Now, Sally Yates was sitting in front of a committee yesterday, and she had this to say right off the bat to Senator Lindsey Graham, who was asking her questions.
You mentioned shock value that... it's shocking what the Russians did. I agree. We need to stop it. Did you read the Horowitz report, Ms. Sheets?
I did.
Were you shocked by it?
I certainly was shocked, yes. I think that the conduct that was reflected there...
So let's talk about that conduct right quick. We're talking about using a document that came from a Russian subsource to get a warrant against an American citizen repeatedly that was full of garbage. Does that bother you?
Well, I'm not sure that I...
Does it bother you that the FISA court rebuked the Department of Justice and the FBI regarding the Carter Page warrant application?
Senator, I believe that the Department of Justice and the FBI have a duty of candor with the FISA court.
Do you believe they fulfilled that duty?
No, I do not believe that they did.
Okay, well, that's the short of it. But she kind of, after all that, finally answered yes or no to something, right?
Well, she had to be asked several times before Lindsey Graham could get the answer out of her that she would not have signed that FISA. But she not only signed it once, she signed it twice. And she's got an assistant, or had an assistant at the time, that came from the National Security Division that had done the work to kind of validate it too. But understand something, at the Department of Justice, there is a National Security Division that is all lawyers, and once it leaves the FBI and goes over to the National Security Division, that committee signs off on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say that, coupled with the fact that Rosenstein said the same thing when he gave his testimony, the bigger piece is that she admitted that James Comey had gone rogue, which meant Comey worked for her at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was his boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing all these things that she didn't know about. But what's even worse, and everybody seems to miss this, is they brought up Bruce Orr.
Yeah.
And she admitted, and they didn't pursue this enough, but she admitted she didn't know what he was doing, much less Bruce Orr's wife.
So, how is that possible?
Well, there you go. And I'll tell you this. That's just not the way that lawyers work.
No.
They pick up the phone and they call each other and they're going to go, hey, what about this thing I got here? You know, what do you know? What, give me some context. Or, you know, what should we do about this? Or who's reviewed this? Or, you know, that's just what they do.
Yeah.
Lawyers talk to each other. So I will tell you, she's either purposely derelict in her duty so she could play stupid, or she was just stupid. Everybody's focused in on the fact that she said that James Comey was rogue
yeah.
as a director of the FBI. But the bigger part of it is she had no control, admitted she had no control or knowledge of what was going on in the Department of Justice. Because remember, she said she had no idea that Obama knew about the phone calls and so
yep.
forth in the White House. So, yeah, there's my guess is that she did know this, and she's using legal terminology to kind of wiggle her way
well,
out.
You know what she said about Biden sitting in the office, that he didn't say much of anything.
Yeah, well,
and according
well,
to the
at least she,
yeah, go ahead.
He admitted he was there.
Yeah, yeah, but we do know he did say something because there are some records that talk about him getting involved in the conversation. Now, let's talk briefly about what Russia may or may not be up to. The State Department yesterday said Russia was pushing more disinformation in an online network. Who are they doing that on? What were they doing that on? Is it Twitter or something or Facebook? What is it?
I haven't seen it, so I can't speak to it. But I do know that the Senate got a briefing last week about the continued attempts of what Russia is doing. Of course, it was a briefing, you know, of you know, classified, so we don't know what that is. But that tells me that there's, you know, a lot of concern going into November, such that even Ken Cuccinelli said, I don't know about what all you guys are getting briefed on over here, but the Department of Homeland Security has worked with all the states when it comes to the voting piece of all of this, and that piece is secure.
Okay, here comes the music. I got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Try it on over there. Get all the great information that she has to offer, and you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. How about that? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the country, some classrooms are already open for the school year, but some are choosing to stay closed, including the nation's third largest school system, Chicago School Superintendent Janice Jackson.
We will begin the new school year learning at home and continue learning remotely for the first quarter, which ends on November 6th.
Facing a spike in coronavirus cases, officials have rejected a plan to have some students in the classrooms. In an interview with Reuters, Dr. Anthony Fauci said he's cautiously optimistic that we'll have a vaccine by 2021. New York City is putting up checkpoints to identify visitors coming in from COVID hotspots. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
The checkpoints, I think, are going to send a very powerful message that this quarantine law is serious.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, I am partnering today, along with the National Aviation Academy, with Food for the Poor. And I'm doing it to help some starving children in Central and South America that's been ravaged by everything from COVID-19 to the storms that we've been getting, to getting them some emergency food relief. Now, your one-time gift of $111 provides three children emergency food for 6 months. A gift of $185 feeds five children for 6 months. Now, how many children would you like to save today? You can make the most of your generous gift by calling 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-HOPE. Or you can give online by going to letstalkfaith.com and clicking on the red emergency food relief banner that's right there. You can make a difference today for a child at letstalkfaith.com. And go on over there, and I'm doing that because it's something that needs to be done. Now, in the meantime, here is the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Well, the Army's got something called an esports team, and they're resuming roaming, streaming, and urban accounts. Now, after allegations of fake giveaways, harassment from commentators, and a proposed amendment to cut off its funding, the Army's esports team will resume streaming in the new future. And that's a good thing, because they've had a lot of very good things to be shown out there. And just, you know, and again, one apple don't ruin the whole barrel, but that's the only one you remember. Now, Ukrainian cargo plane that landed in Israel on August the 3rd carried trucks that will be used to support the Iron Dome battery testing ahead of delivery in the United States, according to the U.S. Army Futures Command. Because the Iron Dome is going to start being assembled in the United States, and who knows where it'll wind up, right? Now, after years of lower power field tests and more than 1,000 hours of soldier feedback, the Army is on track to field test two different types of high-energy lasers in 2022. A 50-kilowatt weapon to destroy enemy drones and incoming artillery rockets, and a 300-kilowatt weapon that could potentially shoot down cruise missiles. Wow. I'd like to see that. Now, Navy Vice Admiral Roy Kitchener took the reins of the Navy Surface Fleet at a change of command ceremony. He will now be the new Navy Surface Forces commander, and congratulations to him. By the way, are you on a small boat somewhere in the Navy? Well, the guided missile destroyer Thomas Hudner will launch rigid hull inflatable boats during an upcoming exercise in the far north, in the Arctic. They hope they're dressed warmly for that one. Holy smokes. I can only begin to imagine how cold that's going to be. But anyway, oh, and by the way, retired Navy Master Chief and former Navy Times journalist John Berlage, somebody that many people have known for a number of years, we've read his writing in the Navy Times. He passed away at 80 in Beeville, Texas. Also, the Navy's carrier cost is creeping up on the John F. Kennedy. After the first one, the Gerald R. Ford hit some $13.3 billion. Now, the service's estimate for shipbuilder Huntington Ingalls Industries to design and construct the USF John F. Kennedy, the sister ship to the Gerald R. Ford, has increased to $3.58 billion, up 7% from the $3.35 billion contract awarded back in 2015, and of course, this is way behind. Now, the Pentagon nominee for the Navy, with the Navy's path of 355 ships being seen as unrealistic, has prompted the Pentagon to delay the release of the Navy's annual 30-year shipbuilding plan. The presumptive incoming head of the Office of Secretary of Defense's in-house think tank told Senate lawmakers this week. We'll see where that goes. By the way, the Navy will remove the aft mast on board the USS Bonhomme Richard this week out of an abundance of caution after the fire on the ship last month particularly affected the superstructure area of the amphibious assault ship and made that mast, that aft mast, a problem extraordinaire that it might come down. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal District this week vacated the $6.2 million award of attorney's fees to Fast Ship in a dispute with the U.S. Navy over the unauthorized use of the company's patented technology in the initial series of its shallow draft, fast moving littoral combat ships. So back to the drawing board they go, I guess. By the way, if you're in the Air Force will no longer pay for enlisted airmen to attend preparatory classes, boot camps, or coursework through its Air Force Credentialing Opportunities online program, but will continue to pay for the credential costs themselves. Okay. Women in the Air Force now have the option of wearing pants with their semi-formal mess dress uniforms instead of a floor-length skirt, the service said. An unarmed Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile was launched from the USS California this week on a test flight to a target in the Pacific Ocean. According to the Air Force Global Strike Command, no word back on whether or not it hit what they were aiming at. An Air Force missileer is aboard the Navy's E-6B Mercury nuclear command plane, launched a three-tipped, unarmed Air Force nuclear missile from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, in an unusual but long-planned exercise. Now, General Anthony Tata, who couldn't be appointed by the Senate, but the president turned around and appointed him to a position that did not need to be approved by the Senate, as the the deputy to the position that he was going to hold. So technically, he'll be the deputy that will be in charge, the acting guy in charge, and it'll all be done under a technicality. Well, that upset the Democrats. So Democratic senators indicated that they just might hold up the confirmation of Sean J. Manasco as Air Force Undersecretary as recourse for the Trump administration's decision to install General Anthony Tata, retired Brigadier General, to a key Pentagon policy post without Senate approval. Well, he doesn't need approval where he went, so too bad, so sad, get over it. Now, the Marine Corps is working to procure and field a next-generation anti-tank rocket launcher system that significantly reduces backlash within the next several years. Also, the sailor and the eight Marines aboard the amphibious landing vehicle that sank in the Pacific Ocean. They found the vehicle. They found all the members in the vehicle submerged. They had obviously drowned. They'll be gathering the bodies now and going through the process. Also, the 105-year-old World War II Marine, the oldest Marine, the retired major, believed to be the oldest living Marine, celebrated a milestone birthday with a drive-by salute. You might have seen that on television, but kudos to the major on that one. An Air Guardsman rescued from a tiny Pacific island three people after they wrote in the sand SOS that was spotted from above by the aircraft flying overhead. How's about that one? Okay, let's go to the phone line real quick. Good morning. Who's this, Eric?
No, this is Todd in Tampa.
Okay, Todd, well, hurry up because you're running out of time. Hurry up.
Well, I say more than 60 seconds anybody does all day. Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, the bottom line is this. Joe Biden, he talked to another black guy. Did you see that? One of my African-American friends, he's a disgrace. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for a Democrat. Make sure you vote for a true conservative. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right, Todd in Tampa. He did that in the time allowed because it was going to cut him off, and it did cut him off, come to think of it. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Plenty to talk about there. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And right now, she and her husband Don, I guarantee you, are out in that horse barn, and they are getting things ready to go for the horses for the day. And they're listening to us right now on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, which is just up the road a little bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Boomer Naturals, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And Boomer Naturals has got a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children that are in stock right now and shipped to you right away. Now, these multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents per day. And one reason why they're so highly protective is the inner layer is enhanced with nano silver technology woven into the fabric that may enhance filtration and block droplets and tiny particles. Now, Boomer also donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities helping tens of thousands of people in need. So, you can order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN20 at checkout and save 20%. Go to the website, BoomerNaturals.com. Check out their wellness supplies there, too. That's promo code CAPTAIN20 to save 20% on your purchase. BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face covers. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning.
You look like Professor Doolittle on television now, One American News, with those big glasses. And somebody said to me, they said, my God, he looks like a college professor. And I said, I'm going to say that to him.
I'm not wearing any blazer with corduroy blazer with patches on the elbows yet, by any stretch.
You said yet. Key word, yet. Yeah, yet.
Yeah, the eyesight slowly but surely be going where I have to wear glasses now. Yeah,
I get it. True. I get it. Now, listen, the president a day or so ago said that he was willing to allow the sale of TikTok to, I believe it was Microsoft, because he said that money more, the United States was going to get more of that money, and that's what he looked at there. But in the meantime, Facebook has rolled out its own version of the social media rival TikTok inside Instagram.
Yeah, they all copy one another, the various different social media platforms and how, what they do. They have, when Snapchat came out, they came out with a similar version of, Snapchat, and they're always trying to steal from one another. The issue with TikTok is the fact that, all the information, is going, to the Chinese government and military, who owns a part of it, and the type of information they can go ahead and they can steal and they can take and what they can grab. And, that was the major issue with TikTok. And I get that. This is just a new competitor to TikTok, and it's going to be a part of Instagram, some sort of video service as well. I'm not into any of that stuff. It's not stuff that I use. I guess the kids might like it.
The kids are using it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, folks, I am talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go over to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, and find out more about what he does, and you'll hear his program on the weekend here on many of these same stations I'm on right now. Now, the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has said a stimulus deal is unlikely. The deal is unlikely if it's not reached by Friday. Now, I can tell you that that's going to be a big problem because of one thing I know about here. Almost two-thirds of the country, in a poll that's had 50,000 participants, say that they need to have another stimulus. Not want to have, need to have.
Listen, I don't have any problem with extending unemployment insurance. I just don't want to extend it at the levels that they're extending it at. The amount of money it's absurd that they're giving away, the government is giving away. It doesn't make any sense at all. You just can't do that. You have to come up with a number where, you know, people are not getting paid more than they are when they're working. It can't happen. So I don't know. The president is already talking about putting forth some sort of executive actions that will extend unemployment insurance, and also talked about a payroll tax cut and other things. I don't know if they're going to come together by Friday. I know that this bill as well, there's a lot of Democrat pork in it. There's also a lot of Republican pork in this bill. There's money going to the military in this bill that Republicans want to have in there, which I'm scratching my head at. I don't know what this has to do with the stimulus package.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a lot of money going here, there, and everywhere, and this is what these politicians do. Everybody wants their cut. I think certainly it's necessary. I think we need to have protections, liability protections for businesses and
nonprofits,
exactly, and schools. That these are things that we need to have. Again, we'll see if, the cooler heads will prevail and we'll come up with something that is a compromise that will work.
Now, Warren Buffett and his Berkshire Hathaway company made news again yesterday. They bought $2.07 billion of Bank of America stock. Now, since middle July, they now own 11.9% of the stock in Bank of America.
Yeah, Bank of America, he also owns large chunks of Wells Fargo as well. And, again, Warren Buffett is a big investor in companies that I would define as companies that are protected due to regulatory capture. What that means is basically companies that are too big to fail. Definitely Bank of America and Wells Fargo, those types of companies. This is where they get so tied in, they get so big and so powerful that the regulations that the government's put out actually protect these companies. It's not a high-flying way to go about investing. It's not like investing in TikTok or some of these tech companies. But these are companies that tend to be protected.
Now, the housing and auto demand right now are standouts in this shaky recovery, to say the least, that we got coming back. And with the automobiles, it's not necessarily the new ones. It's the certified pre-owned and off-lease vehicles that are selling.
Well, listen, you know, people, you oftentimes get great deals on these certified pre-owned cars. The last car that I bought for myself was a certified pre-owned, and at the time, the certified pre-owned warranty was better than the brand new car warranty.
Right.
You know, which is
2 years, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I actually had a better deal than that. It all went to 75,000 miles in 5 years at the time. They don't offer that anymore for the car that I got. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can pick up great deals, and a few thousand miles on the car. As soon as you buy a brand new car, as soon as you sign your name on the paper, the value of the car comes down. You got a certified pre-owned, it's got a few thousand miles on the car, you're picking up a phenomenal car, might be a year old, a hell of a lot cheaper. It's a smart move.
By the way, Wall Street rallied again as the Standard & Poor's 500 pulled within 2% of their all-time record. The market was up again yesterday.
Yeah, you take a look at the overall economy, you take a look at the market, and you see how these things don't jive. And, you know, the people are saying maybe the market is anticipating the economy opening up to a greater degree and it roaring back. I think it also has a lot to do with the fact that we're printing a hell of a lot of money. And yesterday's rally, I think, had something to do with the fact that they're anticipating some sort of deal between the Republicans and Democrats on a bailout, meaning more money being printed and more money getting into the system and more of that money finding its way into the stock market.
And airline stocks soared yesterday because the GOP senators came out and said they were pushing for a $25 billion aid package in the stimulus for the airlines.
Yeah, pushing for another bailout for the airlines. It's actually last month the amount of people traveling increased quite a bit, for the airlines as far as people moving from here, there, and everywhere. But until people feel fully comfortable, it's going to be difficult. I think the airline industry is going to look a hell of a lot different on the other side of this, and I think there'll probably be some sort of consolidation. I think that more airports need to be open to a myriad of different carriers. I think that would be helpful to allow these airlines to become a little bit more, agile when it comes to their businesses and what they're able to do.
Well,
hopefully they'll allow more of that.
Yeah.
But right now they're in a tough spot.
We've got Allegiant here in the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, which is extremely, like a low carrier, low bid carrier, and they're busy all the time. And the flights that I keep noticing the most of when I see the planes taking off and landing over here are Southwest Airlines.
The deals on some of these right now, if you wanted to get anywhere, are extraordinary, even during the holidays. I'm looking to come down for Christmas, and the Southwest prices are pretty low.
Well, if you do, we got to get together, so we'll figure that one out. Okay, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Friday show. Take care.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And keep your eyes on One American News Network. You'll see him over there as an economic contributor, especially in the afternoon portion there, about 1 to 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. See him on there a lot. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.